Okay, good evening. Thank you so much for having me here. This is a real honor. This is really, really gewaldig. And how much do you think I'm going to eat here? This is, we got a lot going on here. I told my wife I'm going to slim down on this trip. This is great. Thank you so much. Gewaldig. I had my first time speaking to the Minmo girls was last summer in the Five Towns. And I was just blown away. This was for the alumni. And I met somebody outside, right? Anybody else was there? Just one, two. Okay, hello. And it's just such a great energy from the Minmo girls. So engaged, respectful, thirsty for growth. Just blown away. And then again this past January, spoke in Teaneck, and it's amazing. So I'm so honored to be here. I want to see the source, where the fire begins. As I said last summer, how do we categorize? What's the embodiment of Minmo? What would it be in one word? What was it? Choices? Minmo choices. Oh, yeah. All right, we got to work on that. Or maybe I'm sent here to work on that. All right, I'm kidding. But any one word to describe the Minmo girls, and I'm sure everybody here, Sean Alf mostly, right? So how would you describe the girls? That's good. That's two words. That's good. Now, growth oriented. What I said in the summer was fire. The girls are there, the fire. That passion, that energy, that warmth. I was just blown away. So thank you so much for having me here. The Torah is often referred to as the Torah Chaim, the book of life. It's not a history book. It's not something we just go through. Something that's nice. A cute story is the Torah Chaim. It's a compass for living. It's our oxygen. It's our roadmap. And I want to discuss tonight for a few moments from Parshas Kisisa, depending how you say it, a few valuable lessons. A few lessons that we could glean from the Parsha that Amir Tashem could really be something very special that we could internalize. I start with source number one. Vayitain. Everybody, hopefully people have a sheet. A few. Share. Okay, great. Vayitena Moshe Kechalatola Deberito Bahar Sinai Shnei Luchot Haidut. What's it talking about? Who knows? What's it talking about? What's the context here? Uh-oh. Anybody know? Oh, boy. Rough start. What's the context? I thought we were here. No, I'm kidding. What's it talking about here? Luchos. It's right in the Luchos. That's it. There you go. Hashem talking about the Luchos. When Hashem gave Luchos to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayitena Moshe, Hashem gives to Moshe when he finishes speaking with him at Har Sinai, Shnei Luchos Aidus, the stone tablets of testimony, Luchos Evan, made of stone, Ketuvim Be'etzba Elohim, written in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a very modest, meager description of the Luchos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu hands them to Moshe Rabbeinu, a simple description. We find something very different, you look at source 2. After the giving of the Luchos, Bnei Yisrael unfortunately falls to Cheta Egel. They sin terribly. Disastrous results. It's a catastrophe. And now we see a new description of the Luchos. Source 2. Vayifen vayirid Moshe minahar. Moshe goes from the mountain. Ushnei Luchos ha'idus biyado. And he has the Luchos in his hand. Luchos ksuvim shnei evrehem. The Luchos are inscribed on both their sides. Mizem mizem ktuvim. Inscribed on one side and the other. That Luchos Maisel Elohim Heima, the handiwork of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Michtav Elohimu, it's the script of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Charut al Luchos, engraved on the Luchos. What difference do we see here? Detail. What? Detail, there you go, detail. We see detail. When Moshe Rabbeinu was first given the Luchos, a very meager, modest description. These are the Luchos. Now, only at this point, after Cheta Egel, now we have this grandiose, gewaldige, geschmacka description. They're written, engraved, the script of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, written on both sides. Maisa Elohim Heima. What changes? Why initially do we give a modest, meager description? And only now, after Cheta Egel, are the Luchos described in such grandiose detail? Any suggestions? Yes?
Maybe to maybe it wasn't listened back then, now making it bigger and broader. Maybe?
Okay, good, Kiki. Let's go. I know, if I know you're in trouble. She don't know. All right. I teach your brother. What? Yes.
Maybe because the first time around, it almost the Jews didn't appreciate it.
Whoa. All right, that's all. You're stealing my thunder. See, all right, slow down.
Sorry. Yes.
A little too good, all right? You read the notes. All right, easy does it. All right, very good. Excellent, excellent. What's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia. Very good. Okay, excellent, Sophia. The Shemin HaTov says something very beautiful, quoting Sophia. The Shemin HaTov says, this teaches us a very valuable lesson in human nature. When do we appreciate things? When they're no longer with us. When we don't have them. When the first luchos were given to Klal Yisrael, perhaps Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have appreciated them. Would have looked at them and said, okay, very nice. Would have really internalized their value. When does something become valuable? When does it become really worthwhile? Right before it's about to become lost. When we don't have it anymore. The luchos gain their value right before they're about to be smashed. And it's such an important lesson in life. We should not wait till it's too late. We fall into that trap, and we only appreciate things when it's too late, when it's gone. I'm here right now. What is chus? You girls are learning in an incredible, incredible seminary. The Min Mo Fire. The Min More. Was it Min More Choices?
Yeah.
I work on Min More Choices. I really kind of like it now. Min More Choices. The Min More Choices. You're in the greatest seminary, incredible staff in Yerushalayim. It's amazing. What an opportunity, what a schus, what a life-changing event. It's a shame we should internalize that. Look at what I have, not wait till I'm later on in college, in life, and moving on in advance. But now, in the now, what is the chut that my parents sent me, that I get to learn in this incredible seminar with incredible people every day? What is the chut? And it's also such an incredible time in our lives, Shana Aleph or Shana Bet, to take a step back, say, wow, I'm so blessed. Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me so much. I have incredible Mirtz Hashem health, family, friends, social circles, emotional intelligence, fill in the blank. Such an incredible opportunity not to wait, not to live a life of entitlement, but to have an attitude of gratitude, to realize I'm given so much. The Ribono Shalom showers blessings upon me every single day. And not to wait Chas V'Shalom before it's too late, to take note, to take stock. This year is that special, special opportunity. Maybe to journal it, to log it, to think, to literally record it. Look what I have. I am so blessed. What is chus? And I'm not going to wait till it's too late. I'm going to live with Hakaras HaTov every single day. And who other than our patriarch, Yaakov Avinu, taught us this beautiful lesson. Source number 3. This is the reunion of Yaakov and Esav. Kachna birchati asher huvati lach. This is Yaakov Avinu speaking to Esav of many, many years of being separated. Take my blessing that I've given you. Ki chanani Elohim, Hashem has been gracious to me. These beautiful words, 4 words. V'chi yesh li kol. I have everything. What's the attitude of Bnei Yaakov, the Bnei Yisrael, where the descendants? Yesh li kol. I have everything. Whatever the Ribono Shel Olam, whatever the Yibishter gave me, I have everything. I have everything I need. I don't have to look over my shoulder. I don't have to look what he has, she has. I don't have to look this way or that way. Yesh li kol. And if you look at it, Yaakov Avinu certainly had a difficult life. He certainly was plagued by many, many challenges, many distresses. What are these famous, timeless words teaching us in the Torah Kedoshah? Yesh li kol. I have everything. I have everything. Obviously a high level to attain and to reach, but something to aspire towards. To come and develop that attitude. I have everything. Not to look at what I don't have, not to look at what's wrong, but what I have, and to internalize. Yesh li kol, I have everything. And we see that well in Source 4 of Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great sage. One of the reasons we're all sitting in this room today. He was given a choice before the destruction of the Second Temple. What do you want? He was granted one request, and he told the emperor, Tein li yavne v'chachmeha. Give me yavne to sages, because he knew that Torah study was going to ensure that the nation would carry on. Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his students, Amar lehem, Source 4, Se'u re'u eizehi derech yishara shehidbak ba'adam. See what path a person should cling to. He asked the students, what should we do? What's a desirable trait? What should we try to come in life? What should it be all about? And what did one of his prized students say? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ayin Tova. What's the attitude? What's the mida that we should cling to? A good eye. A good eye. Which means, what says for source number 5, the Rambam? Ayin Tova, ha'istapkut b'mash yesh l'adam. When a person is happy with what they have. They're happy. They're satisfied. It's beautiful. It's gewaldic. I have what I need. Whatever the Ribono Shel Olam, whatever Avinu Shebashamayim granted me, I'm gewaldic. I'm so happy. I'm so blessed. V'memalus hamidos. It's the most virtuous of midos. Of course it's difficult. Of course it's hard to attain. We naturally have to fight off feelings of resentment and jealousy. But it's something to work towards. What I was granted, Eizu Ashir HaSameach B'Chalko, I'm so happy. And it's such a happier life, a more fulfilling life, a more meaningful life and experience. Bezrat Hashem, to realize, to appreciate, internalize the gifts on a daily basis, to take stock every day, every Shabbos, whenever a quiet moment comes. Not let things wait. Don't wait till it's gone. Appreciation. Hakaras HaTov. I want to shift now to a different Emir Tashem lesson. I'm going to go through four tonight. Source number 6. Who is the architect of the Mishkan? Bezalel and Aliyav. Right, Bezalel. Source number 6. Rei Karati B'Shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur Lamate Yehuda. I've called upon Bezalel to be the chief architect. Son of Uri ben Chur, son of Chur, Lamate Yehuda. 7. Vani also hinei natati to at Eliab ben Achzimach l'mateidan, and I brought Eliab ben Achzimach l'mateidan, and all the people. Anybody know the difference between source 6 and 7? Are there any parsha shirim here in Midmo?
Of course, yeah.
Of course, right? The best, only the best. What's the difference between 6 and 7? What's the difference? Should we call on Kiki again?
Yeah.
Leave her alone. Leave her alone. I taught both her brothers, so it's exciting. I never had taught a brother and a sister. It's exciting. Baruch Hashem. They're all the same, the Kaisers. All right. All great. Anybody? Anybody know? What's the difference between 6 and 7? Nothing tricky. Simple. That may make everybody feel bad now. What?
Detail?
That's just a simple difference, a nuance.
There's more detail.
There is more detail. But a little, you're right, correct. No, you're right, you're good. Anybody? Oh, Sophia, don't be that guy or that gal. Uh-oh. Actually, the Ramban says, yeah, go ahead. It says an Unculus, yeah.
The wording is different, like the first one's saying like Kara, like calls maybe, and the other one's like
Natan. Oh, well, I didn't see that. Yeah, you're right, that's good. No, you're good, you're a little too advanced. I'm not calling her again, yeah.
For Bezalel, it says Bezalel that Uri Ben Tor, and for Aliyah, it just says Ben Tor.
That, very good, very good, very good. What's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah, awesome. Gavaldik, what school did you go to? High school?
Berea.
That's why. Okay, now, there you go. Okay, very good. Excellent. When it comes to Bezalel, it's listing two generations, Ben Uri Ben Chur. When it comes to Aliyah, his sister, it only lists Ben Achzimach. No word in the Torah is superfluous. Everything's beautiful. Everything is telling. Why, when it comes to Bezalel, we're going back to the grandfather? When Aliyah, we stop at the father. So the Bali Tosfos, if you look at source number 8, I think on the other side, the Das Kedem is the Bali Tosfos. It's their commentary on the Parsha. They say this point. Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. Lekach iskir b'Bezalel avi aviv. With Bezalel, it mentions his grandfather. Mashalo iskir b'Aliyav. El aviv, when it comes to Aliyav, it's only his father. Bezalel goes all the way back to his grandfather. Aliyav, only his father. Why? What was special about Chur? Lefi shechur neharag amaisa egel. Chur was killed at Cheda Egel. V'amishkan ba l'chaper al Maisa Egel. The Mishkan comes as an atonement for Maisa Egel. L'kach, therefore, niskar kam b'mishkan. Therefore, he is mentioned in relationship to the construction of the Mishkan. So Rabbi Fran Shlita elucidates on this Das Kedem. What happened? Everybody's doing Cheda Egel. Mom mentality. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't come back. They miscalculate. Everybody goes crazy. It's horrible. They go into a frenzy. Who tries to stop them?
Aaron.
Yeah, he does, right? Tries to delay them. But Chur. Chur tries to go up. The mob, the crazy mob, boom, they kill Chur. You might think, whatever happened to Chur? Where was he ever paid back? Whatever happened to his schar, to his merit? The Das Kedem explain. In the merit of Chur, even though he was killed, his grandson, Bezalel, will get to construct the Mishkan, which was what? An atonement for Cheda Egel. What is Chus? In his merit for trying to stop the mob, so he didn't get to see anything because he was killed, but to atone for this terrible, egregious sin, his grandson was the chief architect. That's a very valuable lesson. The actions we do, we don't always necessarily see the results. We don't see the heavenly, divine underpinnings and workings. We always have to remember, our actions matter. What we do now in seminary and in our life could bring great schus one day to Emir Tzah Hashem, children, grandchildren, generations to come. We create the zechut avot, zechut imahot. Our actions matter. They're meaningful, they're impactful. We never live in a vacuum. We never live just for us. Everything we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will pay you for generations to come for your chesed. Every single thing we do has impact, has beautiful meaning and intent. So to remember in these building block years, Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, is foundational years. The Sem years, the best of times. To put in that mentality, I don't just live for myself. I'm creating credible merit for children, grandchildren, and for my generations to come. I'm laying down the foundations. I'm planting seeds for an illustrious family, Mir Tashem, which will follow. We go weiter. C. Third lesson. Vayom Hashem Moshe ra'iti et amazeh v'nei am k'sheo refu. What's going on in this case? V'yata ani chali v'yichar apai v'hem v'achalem v'ascha otcha l'goy gadol. Besides Hannah and Sophia, anybody know what's going on in 9?
Hashem's like arguing to destroy the nation and Russia's like defending.
Excellent. And what context?
After
this. It's a chereiro. Exactly. Gavaldik. Yeah, what's your name?
Bailey.
Okay, nice to meet you. This is comes after Chere Egel. Hashem says to Moshe, I've seen this nation. And they're so stubborn. They're so persistent. Atana Hanichli, leave me alone. V'chara pi v'hem, I'm going to blaze my anger against them. V'chalem, I'm going to destroy them. And I will make you into a great nation. Look at Rashi, source 10. Hanichli, Hashem says, leave me. Adai Moshamano shitpolem Moshalem. Rashi loves to fill in the blank. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, also the nice acronym, Rabban Shel Yisrael, the master teacher of Israel. We can't live Chumash Tanakh without him. Indispensable aid. Rashi says, what do you mean? Moshe didn't daven yet. What's Hashem saying, leave me? Leave me for what? He didn't daven yet. So, v'hu me anichali, Hashem says, anichali, what is this beautiful pasuk telling us? Elokan patach lo petach vodio. Hashem gave an opening and informed him, shahadavar taluyabo. The matter was dependent on Moshe. She'im nitzpalel aleim lo yichaleim. That if he davens, they will not be destroyed. We always have to remember, again, this parsha is gevaldik. This is the best Thursday night to come. It's gorgeous. It's gevaldik. The Koach HaTfilah. The Koach HaTfilah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah again, not a history book. It's our living Torah, the Torah's Chaim, to live and breathe it, to let it be part of our essence. These are not just cute stories. What's Hashem telling us? The Koach HaTfilah. Tefillah is an extremely powerful tool. It's not a cute idea. It's not just a ritual. Tefillah works. We have abilities to ruin gzeros. We have abilities to bring merit, to bring brachos. We have abilities to connect to Hashem on the deepest level. Tefillah is something that is so powerful, so beautiful, so incredible. And we haven't yet connected everybody at their own level. Really highly recommend learning more about it and strengthening that connection to tefillah. An amazing way to talk to the Ribono Shel Olam throughout the day. Not just during set tefillah times, but throughout the day. To establish this deep, strong connection to Hashem. That is the ability to ruin decrees, bring blessings, and bring such meaning into our lives. And we see this as well in source number 11. Masechet Chulin. Rav Asi Rami, he shows a contradiction. Katuv, it's written. Vatotzei aretz desha betzlat b'shabasa. The earth spread forth vegetation on the third day. V'chsiv, but it also writes, v'hosiach hasadeh, all the vegetation in the field, terem yeh ba'aretz b'malei shabasa. But the vegetation still didn't come out yet on the sixth day. It still wasn't there yet. So what's going on? One pasuk says the vegetation came on the third day, but on the sixth day, at one point, it didn't even come out yet. How do you resolve the contradiction? Anybody know? Which one is it? Third day, it says the vegetation comes out. Sixth day, it says the vegetation is not there yet. This is a tough one. They're a little harder. They're a little, brave. What's your name?
Dahlia.
Dahlia, what school?
I didn't go to school.
Interesting. That's awesome. All right, that's so cool.
Because there's no one to like witness.
Love that.
The
yeah,
room, yeah.
Only on Minbo. Minbo choices, yeah. We take them all. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, go ahead. No, go. I'm sorry. I can't hold back. Yeah.
No one to like witness the rain yet.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
And we just went in. And Hashem like gives us.
Oh.
Hashem gives us like everything so that we should be able to like appreciate it. But
okay, that's nice.
Where is this going?
I don't know, but I like it. I like it. Yeah. Name. I'm not asking school anymore. Yeah. What?
Meera.
What school did you go to?
Berman.
That Berman? Where's that?
Maryland.
The Silver String, right? Yeah.
Maybe.
I used to have friends back in the day there. Still an interesting place? Yeah, a little bit. It's a good place?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. Okay, yeah.
Maybe it's like saying like he's put like the vegetation there, but like you have like kind of like the message is like you like the potential is there. You just have to like.
Whoa! Very awesome, awesome. Trying to bet?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. There we go. They stick together. Stick together. Very good. Look at the role models here. So says the Gemara. Excellent. Milamed shiyatsu deshayim v'amdu al petach karka. Excellent. What does it mean? It spread forth vegetation on the third day. It was at the surface, right beneath the surface. It was at the entrance of the earth. Kadosh Baruch Hu put everything right at the surface. Acheba Adam Rishon ubikeshalim rachmim. Then Adam Rishon comes on day 6 and davins v'yardu geshamim mitzmachu. The rain comes down and it spreads forth. L'olamdecha to teach you shekadosh baruch hu mit'ave l'tfilatan shel tzadikim. Hashem waits for the tefillah of the tzadikim. Everything was there on the surface. All the vegetations, all the things of nutrients and sustenance we needed. But we needed to daven. We needed to daven to bring forth the blessing. We needed to daven in our lives to make sure that we have the checks deposited. We had these checks. We got to deposit them. The brachos and mirz Hashem are ready to flow down. But we need to daven. We need to make sure that it comes. And that really is the epitome of a Jew. A kol kol Yaakov. The voice is the voice of Yaakov. Our voice, our strength, our power, our rally call is what? Our voices. Our kolach tefillah. Our kolach to connect to Hashem. Our kolach to supersede and to go over Teva. That's been at the forefront of the Yidden. How much longer do we have? Are we done?
No.
No, we're not done?
No. Whatever you want.
Because someone told me half hour, right? But we didn't start. We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. All right. Last source. You know that's the cardinal sin in high school. What's the cardinal sin for a teacher?
The bell.
Go over the bell. You might as well not show up the next day, right? You don't go over the bell. But we don't have a bell here, right?
Yeah. No.
All right, just be nice. All right. Okay, I got to eat this potato cookie. All right, so let's go. Number 12. We had that last time also for the Minmo girls. It was great when we had in Teaneck. It was amazing, like, fruit platter. I don't know if anybody ate it, but it was awesome. It was like 10 stories. It was gavali. But I like this better. All right. So here we go. Source 12. Vayar Moshe Etam Kiparuhu Kiparo Aron Lishma Bikum Seim. So Moshe Rabbeinu again comes down, big theme, Chere Egel. And he sees the nation's been exposed. The nation has fallen. It's very, very, very sad. Vayamod Moshe B'Sharei Machaneh. Moshe stands by the gate. Vayomer Mila Hashem Elai. What does that mean? What does Mila Hashem Elai mean? We know this one. What's Elai? Come with me. Right? The battle cry. Whoever's Hashem, come with me. Ve'esvu Elav Kol B'nei Levi. And the B'nei Levi come. They hear the battle cry. And they take care of business. Tell an incredible story of the Chafetz Chaim. Familiar with the Chafetz Chaim?
Yeah.
Yes. We learned Shmir Salashon here?
Yeah.
What? No, a little bit. Yeah? Sometimes. Okay. What else did he offer, the Chafetz Chaim?
Mishnah Brura.
Very good. What century did he live in? 20th. Yeah, don't be shy. Yeah. His obituary is actually the New York Times. Yeah, in the New York Times. Yeah, Chafetz Chaim. Excellent. The Chafetz Chaim was the leading, the gadol. Lived where? Where do you live? Not Brooklyn. Only 6,000 miles. No, he lived in Rodden. In Rodden, in Europe, okay? That was the Chafetz Chaim. So one time, they tell an incredible story. There was a Talmud who was leaving his Rebbe. He left yeshiva in Rodden, and he wanted a bracha. He wanted a bracha from his Rebbe. Final parting words, pearls of wisdom from the great, great Gadol HaDor. And he comes to the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says to him, I'm a Kohen. I'm a Kohen. These are his parting words. The student was frozen. And he says to the student, you're not. Okay. It's an interesting entrance. I'm a Kohen and you're not. And you know what that means? It means one day, Mirtz Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, we're all going to come to the temple, to the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to reach the gates. They're going to allow me in, because I'm a Kohen, and I'm allowed to go more forward, more advanced, because I'm doing the Avoda. But to you, they're going to say you can't enter because you're not a Kohen. Why? What's the difference? Why me, the Chafetz Chaim, I'm going to be allowed to enter and you're not? It says thousands of years ago, there was a terrible sin, a terrible disgrace, the sin of Chet HaEgel. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes up and calls from this week's Parsha, Mi LaHashem Elai. Who's for Hashem? And who responds? The B'nai Levi. My ancestors ran, yours did not. And that's why I come from Kohanim, you do not. And that's the difference between us. Because my ancestors ran, took the call of Mi LaHashem Elai, yours did not. And that's the difference. Talmud is speechless. Where is he going with this? And I'll quote, sometimes somewhere in your life, out there in the world, you will hear a call, Mi LaHashem Elai. Who is for Hashem? To me. When you hear that call, said the Chafetz Chaim, run. Run. When you hear that call, run. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to have many opportunities in our life. They don't have to be so drastic and extreme. We're going to have that opportunity. We're going to hear the Mi LaHashem Elai. It could come up in seminary. It could come up when we go to college. It could come up, Mirtz Hashem, marriage and children, please Hashem. And to realize, the call's going to come. Mi LaHashem Elai. There's going to be a choice. There's going to be a conflict. There's going to be difficult decisions to make. And we could get stuck. But to remember this Thursday night, to remember this Halege, beautiful Mishmar, Shekiddush Hashem, this is awesome. So inspiring. Mi LaHashem Elai. We have choices to make. We could always go to Hashem. We could always make the decision and ask ourselves, what would Hashem want from me? Whenever we get stuck, whenever it gets a little cloudy, a little murky, we could say, Mi LaHashem Elai. Who's for Hashem? And the impact could be for generations to come. The impact could be life-changing. Our trajectories, our children, the grandchildren's afterwards. The decisions we make in any given time, they matter. They're important. They have incredible, incredible impact. Mi LaHashem Elai. So to wrap it up, to realize the luchos, when do they become valuable? When do we say this grandiose description? Right before they're about to be destroyed. Right before their destruction. As the Shem and Tov explains, we appreciate things, unfortunately, when it's too late. But let's not make that mistake. Let's counteract that. Learning in a seminary in Yerushalayim or a Kodesh, blessed to be in this beautiful Beis Medrash, great teachers, great support, great lives that we're all blessed to have in our own ways. To thank Hashem now. Not to wait. Think now. What a year to do it. What an opportunity. To live like Yaakov Avinu, our patriarch. Yesh li kol. I have everything. To have an ayin tov, a good eye. Looking what I have. Not looking what she has and what she has and what she has. Look at what I have. And it's my portion. It's my lot. And Hashem in His infinite wisdom decided this will be my lot. And I'm going to be happy and blessed to have it. And to remember with Bezalel. Bezalel came from Chor. Mentions him specifically. Because Chor went to fight. He was killed. But it gave great merit that his grandson got to build the Mishkan as atonement for the worst sin, one of the worst sins of Klal Yisrael's history. Our actions bring merit to generations to come. So remember the Koach HaTfilah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Moshe to pray because Moshe had the ability to uproot the decree. And it's not just for Moshe Rabbeinu, we're the Kol Kol Yaakov. It's for every Yid. It's for every Yid. For every Jew. To realize our Tfilos are meaningful and powerful. It could change the world. Good mom has changed the world. Uproot decrees, bring brachos. Bring it, whenever going through a tough time or a good time, to call out to Hashem. Tefillah, again, not just during the allotted times, it's always at our disposal. Tefillah is always our most powerful tool to call out the Ribbono Shel Olam. And to remember the story of the Chafetz Chaim, which he told his departing student. Whenever that call comes, whenever it's difficult, you're going to hear it. Mi LaHashem Elai. Run. Because there's always those opportunities. That's what makes life meaningful. That's what makes it special. I say this all the time with the Chevra. If we didn't have choices, we'd be robots. And it wouldn't mean anything. If things weren't difficult, if there was no conflict, then what would be the purpose? Our lives are meaningful and purposeful specifically because it's tough. Specifically because I have a choice. The reason that I could go one way makes the other way meaningful. If I didn't have a choice, what does going that way mean? The choices are difficult. Mirtz Hashem, in your Heiliga seminary or seminary years, to build up the fortitude, to build up the koach, build up the Torah, the strength, so that whenever that call does come, Mi LaHashem Elai, Mirtz Hashem, run in the right direction. Yashar Koach Gadol. Thank you so much.